This is the brief on New Zealand's artificial intelligence strategy. In July 2025, New Zealand launched its first ever AI strategy to kickstart private sector adoption, aiming to unlock a massive $76 billion boost to their economy. First, they're prioritizing smart adoption. Instead of battling massive tech giants to build expensive foundational models, they're tailoring existing AI to local strengths in healthcare and agriculture, like that agritech unicorn, Halter. It's kind of like buying a state-of-the-art engine from a manufacturer rather than inventing it from scratch, so you can focus purely on building the absolute best car for your specific terrain. Second, we've got to tackle adoption barriers. You know, if this technology is a game changer, why are nearly 70% of small businesses leaving it on the table? Well, 68% of them currently have zero AI plans, mostly because they fear regulatory red tape and severely lack internal tech skills. To fix this, the government is introducing stable, light-touch, OECD-aligned policies to ease that anxiety, while investing $213 million into tuition and training subsidies. Finally, there's the unique challenge of indigenous data sovereignty. AI is an amazing tool for Maori communities like Te Hiku Media transcribing Te Reo Maori with 92% accuracy, but it risks cultural knowledge being scraped without consent. We usually think about AI risks in terms of corporate data privacy, but this highlights a fascinating shift, viewing AI as an existential question of cultural preservation and data sovereignty. Ultimately, New Zealand's strategy proves you absolutely don't need to win the global AI arms race to reap its rewards. You just need a practical, responsible playbook tailored to your own backyard.